Hi there. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever you are. This is Ursula from UrsulaFinn.com, and I wanted to, I thought that I would share this with you while I'm in this state. I've had a very sort of, so it's Tuesday here at the moment, probably Monday night in other parts of the world, and it feels like my week has started off a bit like when you're learning to drive a manual car, or in overseas you call it a stick shift. You know, you forget to put the clutch in, and you bunny hop, you start, you stop, you bunny hop, and you sort of give yourself whiplash. That's the way that my week has started. I'm not feeling overly excited about my productivity, but at the same time, made me reconnect and reassess exactly what exactly I'm doing and the reason why I'm doing, made the choices that I have. So let's go a little bit into that now. So essentially, I've been having, been really hard on myself, not sort of achieving a few of the productivity milestones that I wanted to have achieved by today. And beating up on myself, and then, and the reason being is that I was getting sidetracked, and which is more often than not the reason why we are not productive. We sort of it's called in the online space, it's called shiny object syndrome, where you sort of see something and you go, got to go and take a look at that. That might help me. There's another thing that looks really cool. I'll go and take a look at that. That'll help me. Somebody else that I highly respect. he's an Australian, Ed Dow. He's very well known in the online space as well. He calls it squirrel syndrome. And I'm sure that he's got that from something, but both represent the same thing, where you're sort of like, you know, darting from here to there, and not sort of, instead of going on a straight line, you're sort of dodging left, right, and it's taking you, 10 hours on a route that should only really take you 1 hour. So that's the way that I am feeling today, and I was really, really annoyed with myself. And then I come back to something that I read a while ago, and that is the reason why people get off purpose, the reason why people get sidetracked, is because they forget what their purpose is. So they don't remember what their purpose is, they lose focus. And so that's what brought me back into alignment. And then I realized, well, my purpose is that I've got to show people about themselves. And so that's why I wanted to jump in and have a chat with you. So I think a lot of us sort of in life in general can very easily get, sidetracked from here to there, sort of just doing anything and everything. And sort of you get to a point one day where you're sitting on the couch and you're going, gosh, what am I doing all of this for? You might use some expletives, but you get to this point and you think, what the hell? This is not satisfying. My soul is dying. I know I had that moment a few months back. And I just am not feeling any fulfillment. This really sucks. When it gets to that point, what you need to do is you just need to take some time out for yourself. And this is popularized as very trendy, time out, time for yourself. But it really is the thing that more of our community and our world need to really get back to, and that is just back to who we are. Remember who we are, what makes us happy, and anything else that hasn't worked out up until this point, just lots of love, self-love, self-love, self-forgiveness. It is what it is. It happened. That's okay. It's actually a lesson. It's made me stop and realize that I'm not on the right path. So lots of love and gratitude for that not working out. And now it's time to reconnect and really get back into who it is that you are. Remember, what makes me happy? And it may mean that you might need to take a nice long walk on the beach. That is awesome. Or even just reading a book just to escape for a little bit. And sometimes when you're reading, your mind will be in the book, but then obviously your subconscious is also pointing things out to you, and that can help you reconnect with who you really are and what you really want. Or even just to sit down, take some time to meditate and just to deeply reconnect with your thoughts, breathe, and just reconnect with, keep asking yourself, why am I doing this? Why did I, like for me, I know what's triggered myself to be unproductive in the last couple of days. I had a big weekend, really big weekend. And when I say big weekend, there was alcohol involved. It was a weekend where I really just probably binged too much. And obviously it takes a lot longer to recover, but there's also like the outcome of it was that I don't remember parts of the night, which is not fabulous. It's not good at all. But so, and then the carry on from that is that I'm trying to recover from that night, because I find that my body, my mental state of mind is not what it is normally when I've not had alcohol in the system. So it's a few more days it takes me, and then it has a chain reaction effect in that I emotionally am not happy with the past results over the past few days. So that's what's triggered it for me. Something might trigger it for you. You might be, you know, stressed at work. You might be having arguments with your close loved ones, your children, your husband, your spouse. You might just not be producing at work. You know, something's happening at work and you're feeling under the pressure. So there's always signs and there's always triggers for you needing to realign and get back to who it is that you are. Remember who it is that you are. You are the most important person and being in your life. Once you have reconnected with yourself, with your soul, it takes some time. So as I mentioned, those activities of, you know, going for a long walk or a run or a workout, reading, just completely zoning out, doing something like that, meditating. Something that I love to do is just to write. I have journals everywhere, so I love to just write. And when I'm writing, I find that connection with the pen and the paper, it stimulates things in my mind where I need to keep writing, and it brings up things for me. So lots of different things that you might like to, definitely like to have a go at yourself. You'll notice the triggers because you'll get to a point of just unsatisfied and unsatisfaction. I don't know that that's a word, but you're just completely malnourished when it comes to your soul being fulfilled. You're just feeling like there's got to be more. And that's a perfect sign for you to stop, take stock, and give yourself some love and forgiveness for anything that's happened. Don't be mean to yourself. Don't be hard on yourself. And then focus on you. Remember who you are. Remember what you love. Remember what makes you happy, and go back to that. So I wanted to get in and share that one. It's a really powerful message that I think everybody needs to hear. I think from time to time we can all be triggered. We can, and it may take some people days, it may take some people weeks to get, you know, to this point of frustration. For other people, it could even take them years, and I have seen that happen. So I just wanted to share that. Certainly take some time to reconnect with yourself and who you are. Don't make anyone else happy until you are completely happy with who you are and where you're at before you can move forward. All right, that's it for today. Enjoy your day, enjoy your week. Much love, Ursh. Talk to you next time.